Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Leader Cutler, thank you very much for joining us. And look, I applaud your efforts to go back in there, meet with the cops, try to do all that. Tell us what you see happening here, though.
Well, what I see happening is very clear. The Democrats continue to politicize January the 6th because that's all they have from a political standpoint. They don't have any good policies that they can run on, so they continue to try to bring this issue into every debate. And they're politicizing our floor guests as well as our legislative process with the bills and the amendments. Remember, these are the same people who argue that we should defund the police. They're the same ones who argued that we should not provide the resources to our police that they need and deserve. And now they're trying to act like friends of the cops and argue that the Republicans somehow are the ones who are not faithful to them. And that's just ridiculous because it's politically advantageous for them.
Yeah. So what happened, right? There was some political event. Harry Dunn is probably the second most famous next to Officer Fanone. And a new cop that I hadn't seen before. And then they take a picture, all Democrats with them on the House floor. What happened then?
Well, look, I mean, the speaker introduced them. And at the beginning of sessions, always kind of people are coming and going as they bring people in and out. And that's normal. And quite honestly, I just wish the Democrats would actually start on time. I don't believe we started on time one single session day this year. And so sometimes people don't make it to the floor right on time, or we're early and we're left there waiting for a long time. So they engage in other legislative activity, filing bills and amendments and whatnot. And the speaker was going through their routine. And as is customary, they ran through a brief introduction and invited me up to get a speaker with them. I spoke to the two gentlemen with them, got a picture taken, had a nice conversation. And the Democrats are just trying to politicize the entire day. And remember, it's my understanding that they were there actually for a political rally immediately prior to session. So it's definitely a political event that carried onto the floor, and I just think that's inappropriate.
Yeah, and tell me, now you're the strategist, you're actually doing it. I think it's fine if you walk out on something like this. That's not disparaging these cops as much as what's being done. But if some people try to answer back, that's just giving them what they want if that happens.
Well, look, I think we can agree on a couple core beliefs as Americans. I think that we can agree that violence during the Black Lives Matter riots, as well as January the 6th, was wrong and was horrible. I think that we can also agree that we should honor our law enforcement and the military. And I think in this case that we can agree that Democrats continue to politicize events and people to their benefit. And it's unfortunate. We're there to govern. As a Republican caucus, we're there to run bills and ideas, and we're consistently shut down. They use political procedures to ignore our amendments and remove them. Additionally, they will simply, earlier this week, we had an occurrence on the floor where the speaker failed to recognize and return to somebody who rightfully had the floor. I raised the point of order to get that individual recognized because it was only appropriate, and that's what our rules say. The speaker proceeded to take the vote without returning to the good gentleman, and that was completely out of line. So their behavior on the floor is, quite frankly, unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it. And it's just a politicization of the entire process. And that's wrong. The House floor is for governing. The rotunda is where press conferences and political events can happen, but they continually mix the two.
While we have you here just for a minute, the other burning issue is school choice and choice. And when Democrats want to tar suddenly Republicans like you as being not pro-cop or anti-cop, not all of them, because there are several that I know and have on the show, but the majority of them would rather stay with the teachers unions. And they knowingly are consigning these kids to some of the worst schools across the state.
Absolutely. When you look at their voting record, and the speaker was very clear that the facts are the facts earlier this session. And, you know, facts are, in fact, accurate, and they've consistently voted against school choice. I'll remind everybody that it was the House Democrat caucus that removed that from the budget agreement as the budget proceeded last year. So the only reason that we do not have school choice at this time already in some greater form is because of their actions in removing it from the bill. I objected in committee, but like many other things, they simply ran it through. I think if it were actually to get a vote, I think that it would be supported with strong bipartisan support. And I think that it could advance because ultimately it should be about the kids. It should be about the students that need to have a better educational opportunity, not what zip code you live in, and not being trapped in a failing school, which is the current efforts of the Democrat caucus.
Handicap it for us this time, though. Wouldn't you think Shapiro particularly, he may believe in it somewhat, but for political purposes, it makes him golden. Does it stand a chance to get voted on this time?
I certainly hope it does, but ultimately it will depend on how the House Democrats receive it, discussion yet again. Last time they refused to have it. I hope at least this time that we can engage in the discussion, because I think that discussing about opportunities for students is absolutely worthwhile. And I think it's one that we owe the individuals in these schools. Furthermore, when you look at the recent court case, remember, their answer is only to raise more taxes and provide more money. That's it. That's the only plan that they have. And the court opinion was very clear. There's other alternatives to ensuring that students have opportunities. And remember, the monetary part of that decision was simply that the money wasn't being distributed fairly. And they want to turn it into simply a blank check to fund every school to the level that they want. And I personally don't believe that we should fund schools and policies and programs that don't work. We should look at what works, and we should make sure that students have the biggest chance for success as possible.
Well, if they get their way, our listeners to us right now, they're the ones that are going to pay, you and I are too, substantially for this.
Correct.
Yeah, you could say
that's
what else is new.
That's why we're gonna, that's why we're going to keep fighting for good policies that give educational opportunities to students to succeed, ultimately, hopefully stay here, work on having a stronger economy and one of public safety. That's why we've historically supported the police and funding the police, unlike the House Democrats and, you know, many of their calls in prior budget years to defund the police. And ultimately, we want to make the Commonwealth the best place possible to live and do business.
One smaller point, maybe. It wasn't just the Democrat leadership that is saying some of these comments I'm reading at Penn Live and nationally, where the Capitol police officers, one at least put it up on Twitter, saying the Republican Party has lost their way, and I'm not buying any bridge from guys like you anymore because you're not pro-cop.
Well, I respectfully disagree. I felt like we had a good exchange and a conversation, appreciated his military service. And I'd encourage you to look simply at their prior activities and even their bios on their social media profiles. They admit that they're political individuals that are campaigning on behalf of the Biden administration. And that's where they're currently at. I recognize the political lines. I appreciate honorable service, but politics is politics, and that is outside the realm of the legislative process. And currently the House Democrats are ensuring that it's not.
Thank you, Leader. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
You're very welcome. You as well.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.